Chapter 11. Key Vocabulary. Earthquake. Seismic intensity. Aftershocks. Tsunami. Typhoon. Thunder. Lightning. Tornado. Whirlwind. Twister. Forecast. Evacuate. Evacuation drill. Flashlight. Calm down. Crouch down. Public transport. Conversation 1.
We are going to conduct an emergency fire drill now.
Okay, do I need to do anything?
It's a voluntary drill for patients. However, if possible, we would like you to take part in it with us. It's important for patient safety, especially for those who have limited Japanese ability. We can explain some important points to you if you join us.
Okay, I'll join you. What should I do?
Thank you. Please follow me and bring your valuables and any medicine that you take every day.
Okay, sure.
When you evacuate, move along the hallways crouching down. Remember to cover your mouth with a handkerchief, or you will breathe in smoke. Don't use elevators or escalators during an evacuation.
All right.
Conversation 2.
Attention, please. Attention, please. A strong earthquake has just occurred. However, we are safe in this building. The shaking may start again and happen a number of times. When that happens, hold on to something secure and stay away from windows, TVs, and furniture. The staff will soon come to check your room. Please follow their instructions and let them know if you have any questions or problems.
Ellie, are you all right? Do you have any injuries?
No, I don't have any injuries, but I feel sick because of the shaking. It keeps shaking again and again. Is that normal?
Yes, they are called aftershocks. They often occur after an earthquake. Don't worry, they will die down in a while. I will bring you some medicine for the nausea. Let me know if you still feel sick after taking it, and I'll call a doctor for you.
I see. Thank you.
Key expressions. We would like you to take part in it with us. Please follow me. Move along the hallways, crouching down. Remember to cover your mouth with a handkerchief. Please let me know if you feel sick. Other useful expressions. 1. Do not go back once you have evacuated. 2. Stay away from the windows. 3. Public transport isn't running. 4. Public transport has started running again. 5. Beware of falling objects. 6. Follow me. 7. Watch your step. 8. Put a handkerchief over your mouth. 9. Protect your head with a helmet, a hat, or cushion. Protect your head from injury with a helmet, a hat, or cushion. 10. Exit the building while crouching as low to the ground as possible.